It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan. We've got new music for you from Nico Case, Franz Ferdinand, and Bishop Allen, a great unknown from our second stage series, and a classic from French pop singer Serge Gainsbourg. We start with Nico Case. When she's not singing with the New Pornographers, Case works on her own solo recordings. She's about to release her sixth studio album. It's full of plenty of surprises. Her music is still influenced a lot by country and gospel, but she veers into more experimental territory. The last track, for example, is a 30-minute field recording of crickets chirping. Thanks to Nico Case and her label Anti Records, we're going to stream the entire album for you online at NPR Music, starting at midnight, February 23rd. We've also got a cut for you here. The new CD from Nico Case is called Middle Cyclone, and this song is The Pharaohs.
We were married in the mirrored hall when I was 16. You spoke the words, I love girls in wide leather jackets. That was good enough for love, it was good enough for me.
That's Nico Case from her upcoming new album, Middle Cyclone. The song was The Pharaohs. Remember to visit NPR Music at npr.org/music to hear the entire album. It's part of our First Listen series. If you don't know about our First Listen series, it's where we feature entire albums at least a week or more before they're released. We recently featured M. Ward's stunning new album, Hold Time. It just came out on February 17th. To mark the release, M. Ward gave a solo acoustic performance of some of the songs from the record, live from the studios of WNYC in New York. Afterward, he answered questions from listeners. You can hear and download the entire performance and chat in the All Songs Considered Concerts podcast. You'll find a link to subscribe to the podcast on our website. In the meantime, here's one of the songs he performed from his new album, recorded live. It's called Never Had Nobody Like You.
Well, since time out of mind, I've been lazy. In times before that, I was cruel. In times before that, I was mean, I was mad. Honey, I ain't never had nobody like you. And the times before that, well, I was crazy. I saw the dark side of the moon, and the stars in the sky, they never caught my eye. 'Cause I had never had nobody like you. I never had nobody like you. But now it's just like A, B, C. Life's just like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 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 uh-huh. I watched my old habits die, and it was painful. Sometimes it's painful in the light of the truth. But you kept me fast to the right, and I wanna thank you tonight. Honey, I ain't never had nobody like you. No, I ain't never had nobody like you. Now life's just like A, B, C. Life's just like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 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 uh-huh. I trusted liars and thieves in my blindness. Honey, I was wasting away at the root. But now that I've been through that hell, oh, I got a story to tell. Honey, I ain't never had nobody like you. No, I ain't never had nobody like you.
That's M. Ward, recorded live from the studios of WNYC in New York. The song was a solo acoustic version of Never Had Nobody Like You. The album version of that song on Hold Time is a lot harder with electric guitars and drums. Hearing the quiet new folk of M. Ward brings me to a great unknown artist I've just discovered. His name is Jesse Marchand. He's from Montreal, and he makes incredibly beautiful acoustic music with just his guitar. Marchand writes and records under the name JBM. His new album is called Not Even in July, and this is Cleo's song.
No use in calling up your friends. Ain't no use in hiding in your bed. And ain't no use in standing on your head. 'Cause no new sights can fill your loneliness. 7 days of time to fix your head. 7 days of time you want the lead. And every time you catch a sight of your reflection, you can't decide if you should cry or if it's time to let. Count how many times I've heard you say you'd give up all you got for just a day of feeling fine, no counting lines. It settled up under your eyes to fall in love, to fall in love, to fall in love. In sympathy, no doubt she weren't your friend. And it's too late now, but I wrote this down back then. There ain't no use in cutting through the darkness that envelops you. You have to let the light come in instead.
That's Jesse Marchand, also known as JBM, and the track from his new album, Not Even in July, is called Cleo Song. We featured JBM recently on our Second Stage series. You can find lots of great unknown artists there. Just go to npr.org/secondstage. In 2006, the Brooklyn-based duo Bishop Allen released a new EP of songs every month on its website. Longtime friends Justin Rice and Christian Rutter have since built a sizable audience for their playful and incredibly infectious melodies. Bishop Allen is about to release its third full-length studio album. I love the title. It's called Grrr. From that CD and Bishop Allen, this song is called The Ancient Common Sense of Things.
Sense of things, and oh, the ancient common sense.
That's Bishop Allen from their upcoming album, Grrr. The song was The Ancient Common Sense of Things. You can hear an entire live concert recording by Bishop Allen on our website. Just go to npr.org/music and search for Bishop Allen. When the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand released its self-titled debut in 2004, I completely fell in love with the band's swagger. I thought the group stumbled a little bit on its follow-up album, but Franz Ferdinand used the past 4 years to regroup. The band scrapped an initial batch of songs it was working on and returns now in fine form with the album Tonight. From that CD, this song is called Know You Girls.
Get to know you.
From Glasgow, that's Franz Ferdinand with its third studio album. It's called Tonight, and that song was Know You Girls. The members of Franz Ferdinand call their new release a concept album of dirty pop songs, but their music seems tame compared to the father of raunchy pop music, French singer Serge Gainsbourg. Often called the dirty old man of popular music, Ginsberg earned a reputation in the 60s and 70s for being a perverted womanizer. Check out the wildly inappropriate YouTube clip of Ginsberg being interviewed on French television with Whitney Houston, for an example. But it wasn't his public persona as much as his music that earned Ginsberg his reputation, especially for his 1971 album, The History of Melody Nelson. It's a concept record that tells the lecherous story of an older man who runs over a teenage girl in his car, then goes on to have an affair with her. The album was a total flop when it was first released, but it became a cult classic that's influenced other artists like Beck and R.E.M. Now it's being released for the first time ever in the U.S. The History of Melody Nelson has been remastered and comes with some nice extras. We go out now on the opening cut to the album, called Melody. Bob Boylan will be back next week. For NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.
Les ailes de la rose s'effleuraient des pylônes. Quand, m'étant malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone dangereuse, un endroit isolé. Cette Silver Ghost de 1910 s'avance en éclaireur, la Vénus d'argent du radiateur, dont les voiles légers volent aux avant-postes. Hurle le poste de radio, couvrant le silence du moteur. Elle fixe l'horizon et l'esprit ailleurs semble tout ignorer des trottoirs que j'accoste. dis, je déconnais, avant que je ne perde le contrôle de la Rolls. J'avançais lentement. Ma voiture dériva. Et un heurt violent me tira soudain de ma rêverie. Merde. J'aperçus une roue de vélo à l'avant qui continuait de tourner en roue libre. Et comme une poupée qui perdait l'équilibre, Nelson a les cheveux rouges et c'est leur couleur naturelle.